Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me today is Nick Dygan, and we are going to talk about keeping our mental health healthy. Is that correct?
Yes.
For a healthy mental health for everyone, especially the younger Australians. Good day, Nick.
Hi there. How are you going?
Good. How have you been?
Terrific. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for your time.
Pleasure.
So mental health, you've said that how important it is for everyone to make sure that they take care of their mental health, isn't it? Because everyone talks about a healthy lifestyle. Most of the time we talk about healthy being physically healthy.
Yes. So it's important to acknowledge, first of all, that there's a continuum of mental health, and it's from, you know, right at the kind of top end of that continuum is really feeling fully engaged and kind of in the zone, or really thriving, able to live a full, rich and meaningful life where you're able to participate in all of the things that you want, and you feel kind of a sense of value or purpose or meaning about what it is that you're doing. So that's up the kind of top end of the mentally healthy continuum. That continuum, everybody that there is in the world is on that continuum somewhere, but our position on that continuum is really fluid. It changes from day to week to month to year. So in the middle zone, that's where kind of Headspace does lots of work. It's in the mild to moderate mental health conditions. And that's where there are various parts of life that are kind of impacting us and stopping us from being the person we want to be or doing the things that we want to do. There are various other kind of symptoms that generally go along with that kind of middle zone of the continuum, that's kind of lower to middle zone. And that they might include, you know, poor motivation, trouble concentrating, troubles with eating and sleeping patterns, fluctuations in mood, whether that be feeling down and low or feeling really anxious or stressed, or those two things might occur together. And not doing a whole lot of things that you usually previously did, not finding enjoyment from a bunch of activities. So that list could go on forever, and we're all kind of in that zone at some point in our lives for various stages. So there's nothing kind of wrong with being there, and it's just an awareness that that's kind of like a part of the normal human experience, that on our continuum we can sometimes be there.
So I guess it's important that we acknowledge that something's changed.
Yes, absolutely. It is really important to acknowledge that. So I'm not going to talk too much about the lower end of the spectrum, because that's not Headspace's area of expertise, but that's when, just generally speaking, someone needs a whole lot more intensive support from like a real kind of coordinated team approach. However, in terms of tips for a healthy headspace, which is kind of what this campaign is all about, it's acknowledging that, firstly, we are all on this continuum, and secondly, that there are a bunch of things that we can do, that we can work into a daily kind of self-care practice that helps to make sure that we can shuffle ourselves up to that mentally healthy zone that we talked about earlier. And, you know, we can stay there and influence, I suppose, where it is on the continuum that we are.
And so how do you stay there?
So there are seven key domains that the research has identified that are really important in creating a healthy and resilient and connected life. So there are three that are more biological that you've mentioned, and so they are sleep. So particularly in adolescence, sleep is being identified in the research as one of the most predictive of a sense of kind of being healthy, well-being, and being able to cope with challenges. And young people need a bit more sleep than older adults. So sleep's one. Exercise, or just moving your body. So exercise has some kind of, you know, some people don't think, you know, might immediately think of running, and I don't like running, but moving your body in some way. So
being
whether
active.
That be dance or, yeah, going for a walk along the beach or whatever kind of hobby you might have where someone's active, that's really important. And looking after what we're eating. So obviously trying to limit processed foods and sugars and that kind of stuff, but just eating some good fruit and veg. So there are three biological areas. Then there are three kind of psychological and emotional areas. The first is figuring out what's really important to us. And so that's like a counsellor might turn, look at that as values clarification. So what's important to me? What is it that helps to for me to create a like a healthy, rich life and a meaningful life? And how do I actually do some of that stuff? So, you know, you could put, you'd put hobbies in there, you'd put fun activities in there, but you'd also put stuff that's really important to me. So a part of it is doing, but a part of it is also knowing what really energizes you and is important to you. Mm-hmm. That's domain number four. Number five is connecting with others. So we are social beings that are kind of hardwired for connection. So really important to create a good network of family and friends and social supports around you and create regular opportunities for those connections to happen. That's number five. Number six is learning specific psychological skills. So this is the stuff that you might go to a counsellor for. And I think it's important to acknowledge that of these seven that I'm going to talk about, only one of them is requires you to be going to a clinician to specifically work on. So that's psychological skills. They might include mindfulness or breathing retraining or emotional regulation or thought records or diffusion skills. So again, that list could go on, and that's dependent on the therapeutic style that a counsellor might work within.
I guess the most important thing is when you know something has changed is that you talk to someone, you go to someone that you trust.
Yes, absolutely. Talk to someone, connecting with others. That's that fifth domain I was talking about. Really important that you share these stories. So the Headspace Day campaign is about creating tips for a healthy headspace developed by young people for young people. So we're asking for people to go to the headspaceday.org.au website, download a placard that says something along the lines of, when I'm not in a good headspace, and then there's a blank box underneath, helps me kind of manage. So we're asking young people, write down, what is it that you do when you're having a tough time that helps you to get yourself back on track? And then share those so that there's a network now. If you did a hashtag on Instagram, Headspace Day, or Tips for a Healthy Headspace, you'd find thousands of suggestions that have been developed by young people for young people to help them to get through tough times.
What is it that you do, Nick, when you don't have a good day?
Good question. Outdoors is what does it for me. So sunshine, I think it's really important for me to be getting some good vitamin D. So living in Melbourne, it's a little bit harder because there's not always sunshine, but yeah, being active outdoors, so running or swimming or, you know, going for a walk or being around trees and nature in some way.
So more sunshine to your day. I guess that's the most important.
More sunshine to your day. Well, yeah, that's really important for me.
Thanks very much, Nick from Headspace. And the campaign starts hashtag Headspace Day.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Ibahagi ang inyong saloobin, ilike ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook o sundan kami sa Twitter sa @SBS Filipino.